Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Clashes have been raging all week in Cairo. Egyptian protesters are angry over a power play by President Mohamed Morsi. He granted himself near absolute power. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, has an office in Cairo. Sat7's Rex Rogers says the team's been covering events, but with a different point of view.
We're constantly talking throughout the Arab world about praying for peace, praying for nonviolence, praying for others unlike ourselves, and also interacting in a way that Christ would be presented in a positive way that attracts people to Christianity.
Next, how often do you think Christians are attacked in India? MNN's Katie Harth has that story.
Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says violence happens against Christians every day. Believers aren't backing down, though. They keep telling people about Jesus.
These incidents of violence and persecution actually are a confirmation that so many people are turning to Jesus, and those people who are committed to Hinduism or Islam, it has people worried.
Ask God to protect his people and pray for courage. This is Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And about 22,000 kids around the world die every day from hunger. One of the hardest hit areas is Mexico. Buckner International brings hope to kids through their feeding programs. Buckner provides nutritious, life-sustaining meals 6 days a week. They also fight long-term hunger by educating families on self-sufficiency. Pray families will open their doors to the gospel as they learn about nutrition. Find out how you can help at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy, an Irish Christmas, with your gift of any amount. The CD will not only point you to the Christ of Christmas, but create new memories for you this year. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.